Good morning.
I'm just
there. We go.
I'm just having a moment here.
We'll get it now. She's got to click the right buttons.
You would think that this far into things, I would be able to click the right buttons, but my brain gets distracted. So, a little less snowy today than yesterday. A little less rainy today than the weekend. And the weather has just been wreaking a little havoc.
Yes, less snowy, less rainy, but cold.
It's so cold.
It's a little chilly.
I do have the window open, so
sorry. I'm an Arctic people, and it's cold.
So. Yeah. So, what do you want to do first? You want to recap from 2 weekends ago, or do we want to continue on the weather front?
Well, we can recap okay. from a couple of weeks ago. We were talking about the big game.
Affirmative.
So I had some preliminary numbers. We don't have all the crash statistics in yet, but I do have some preliminary Ohio State Highway Patrol numbers in regards to enforcement activity that we had during the two days from the 9th and 10th. So overall, enforcements in Ohio for the Ohio State Highway Patrol, we made 1,135 enforcement stops during just that one night period. And of those, 87 were for OVIs. So that's just the Highway Patrol. That doesn't include local law enforcement agencies, sheriff's departments, anything like that. That's just the Highway Patrol making 87 OVI arrests.
That's almost one per county.
Yes.
Per near.
Yes, we're missing one. There's 88 counties. So almost one.
Per near.
Per county, yep. So, yeah, and there were also 23 aggressive driving violations. So that's speeds over 100 miles per hour. Just people out there doing what they're not supposed to be doing.
It's a shame people can't see my face when you read these things. Well, yes. No, it's probably not a shame, but the faces I make with the numbers, that's really fast. Like, because I think about our roads here and what it would be like driving those speeds here, and that would be a bad thing.
Yes.
Very bad thing. It's a bad thing anywhere, but.
Yes. But yeah, the Ohio State Highway Patrol, we were out there trying to make sure that people were doing the right thing and being safe. And like I said, we don't have the final crash numbers in yet. And we should have those hopefully shortly.
So a little recap on the couple of weeks ago. And now, you know, we started talking about flooding. We're going to just keep you catching up with us here. We're just going to run around in all different directions and see if you can stay with us here. But over the weekend, we got a lot of rain. And that causes flooding. And so it's kind of setting us up for the spring where we tend to see a lot of that. And there are some low-lying areas here. And we are big preachers of turn around, don't drown.
Right. Turn around, don't drown. National Weather Service urges people to do that.
So do we.
Yes. So I did have some interesting stats for you. So in the United States, there were 79 fatalities reported due to floods in 2023. The 2024 numbers aren't completely in yet, so it takes a couple of months into the year for all those numbers to be completely tallied. But vehicle-related incidents account for more than half of the flood deaths each year, with a 10-year average of 58 lives lost annually. So that's quite a bit when you think it's when you look at it in terms of being completely avoidable.
Absolutely. Like, aside from like Western North Carolina and all that jam where some of that was absolutely not avoidable, but
right
around here, when you drive into it, that's avoidable.
Right.
Don't drive into it.
This is people driving into floodwaters.
Yeah.
So this is
don't do it.
A flash flood where people get caught out doing something like that. This is people driving into floodwaters and getting swept away or getting stuck in their vehicles. So according to the National Weather Service, each year more deaths occur due to flooding than from any other thunderstorm-related hazard. So that's quite a bit. So that's tornadoes. And
water is
like
powerful.
That.
Like, we look at it serene. Like, look at the water. You use, like, the rain sounds, ASMRs, to calm down. But water can be mean and angry and can be scary.
Yep. Yes, it can. So the Center for Disease Control and Prevention report that over half of all flood-related drownings occur when a vehicle is driven into hazardous flood water, like we were talking about. And the next highest percentage of flood-related deaths is due to people walking into or near floodwaters. So just stay away from that moving water. And plus, even walking into floodwaters that are kind of stagnant, kind of still, you don't know how deep that water is going to be.
It could have washed out the road. You don't know what's in there. You could step on, trip on, fall on. You don't know what's been broken into it. Like if it's broke water lines, sewer lines, like that's, it's no.
Right.
Stay
and
out.
And people know when you're up at the lake or when you're up near the open water to stay away from rip currents and everything like that.
Floodwater is essentially big rip currents.
It is. And you don't know what's going on underneath that water. It might look still, but it could be very angry underneath. So, like I said, people underestimate the force and the power of the water. So many of the deaths occur in cars that are actually swept downstream. That makes many of these drownings preventable, like I was saying. It's important to remember to never drive around the barriers blocking a flooded road. The road may have been collapsed underneath the water, and you're just not able to see it.
Exactly. So don't do it. And have I sometimes I watch those videos of the divers that go in and try to find the cars with the missing people. And
oh, yes.
It's so sad. Like, don't be one of the people they have to go diving for. But they also have those cool little tools to help you get out if you're in a flash flood situation or a situation you find yourself in the water. So those, you should have one of those too.
Right. I don't know if any of you have them in your glove box, but you can carry a glass punch or a window punch. You just press it up against a window in the bottom corner of it, and it'll shatter the window and help you get out in case you can't get out of the vehicle.
It's on my list of purchases to make in 2025.
They even make little bracelets with them now where you pull back on it. It's kind of like a slingshot, and it'll tap the window and break it for you.
I would probably break something on me with something like that.
train with it. Carefully.
Like, you guys, we're going to need OSP to run a training class on how to use the escape bracelets.
Yeah. Well, did you know that it takes just 6 inches of fast-moving floodwater to knock over an adult?
Yeah.
So just even walking in the... Have you ever been to...
I've been one... No.
Have you been to Kalahari?
Negative.
So if you go to Kalahari on that surfing little thing that you go in there, if you step out on that water, it's gonna take your feet out from under you. So just imagine that.
I know my balance. I know better than to do that.
Right. And it takes just 12 inches of rushing water to carry away most cars and just under 2 feet of rushing water to carry away an SUV and a truck. So that's not that much when you think about it. And so it's never safe to drive or walk into floodwaters.
It's traumatic.
Yep. So like we said, just turn around, don't drown.
Turn around. Because not only by driving into these floodwaters are you putting your life in danger, now you are putting first responders' lives in danger because they have to come get you.
And we're going to do our best to come get you. So there's no stopping. We're going to get you till we get you.
So. Kind of like... Even when they're after the bad guys, going to get you.
One way or another.
Exactly. But and if you think about, like, right now, if you drive into floodwaters, how cold is that water? Excruciatingly cold.
Excruciatingly.
Affirmative. So, turn around. Turn around. Don't drown. Don't drive into the floodwaters.
Right. And always drive safe. Wear your seatbelt. Don't drink and drive. Don't text and drive. Have fun.
And make good decisions.
Make good decisions. Be careful. Have safety.
Thank you. That was Lieutenant Christian Perrin from the Worcester Holmes County State Highway Patrol post. And I got that totally out of order, but it'll do. And we are going to take a little break here. And we'll be back with more on your hometown radio, WKLM.